min ki ye 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 ye
بشكر أبانا الذي في السماوات يأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك أعطنا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نحن نغفر الملك والقوة والمجد أمين. تفضل يا
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is a day I have been waiting from all people, from all generations, from thousands and thousands of years, and all the people were asking about when we will see the Savior. Who will be the Savior? Who will redeem our sins? Who will save us? And finally, today, in the Good Friday, on the cross, Jesus came on the cross to fulfill all the scriptures, all the prophecies, everything. And when, if we, today we have to go to hear his voice and to hear what he said on the cross. He said 7 words on the cross. And which is strange. During his trial, he He didn't want to say anything. Nothing. They asked him a lot to say or to reply, by replying nothing. But on the cross, he said 7 words. And the magnificent death. 3 words before the darkness, and 3 words after the darkness. And during the darkness, the 3 hours, only 1 word. And we can put a title for today, for example, the whispers of love at the, on the cross. Yani, Hamasat al-Hubb ala al-Salib. The whispers of love on the cross. And if we go through the Gospels, we have to order in first to know. We will order together, and after we will give like a resume or a 1 word to describe each word of said by Jesus on the cross. First one, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Word of remission. Try to remember this. We will go back again to them. But try to remember. First one, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. It's word of remission. Assuredly, I say to you today, you will be with me in the paradise. Word of hope. He said to his mother, O woman, behold your son. Then he said to his disciple, behold your mother. Word of care. My God, why have you forsaken me? Word of suffering. I thirst. Yearning. We will know what the meaning of yearning. It's finished. Victory. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, fully of confidence. And if we, God give us a wisdom today to know, to be near from the cross and to hear his voice, to hear his, the words of Jesus Christ. And let's try to understand the meaning and also how to learn from what he said. First one, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. The word of remission. And the strange here, like, I wonder, now Jesus Christ on the cross was suffering. And first thing he did, he talked to God. 4 words from 7 are discussion only with God. During his disease, during his, for example, tribulation, during our tribulation, during our problem, only one helper can help me is only God. And it's a lesson. Jesus tried to teach me, my beloved, if you have any problem in your life, if you pass through any tribulation, I am your helper. I am your savior. Come to me as I did on the cross. I found that it's time to call God. It's time to call God now. Why my tribulation? During Abuna Bishoy Kamel, one time a friend went to him and asked him, oh, I am very sorry that you are sick and you have a disease as you are on the bed now. And the answer of Abuna Bishoy Kamel, he said like this, what you prefer, to walk on your feet and to look to the earth, or to be on the bed and to look to the heaven? He found that it's time to call God when he passed through any tribulation or problem. Any disease, he called God. This is the first listen, I learned from Jesus on the cross. But the second one, when he said, Father, forgive them for they do not know what they do. One second, my God. Now you pass through pain and suffering and you forgive. How it come? They did a lot. No, I forgive. I came to the world because I have to give the forgiveness. If I am a sinner, I have a lot of sins. Can you forgive me? One time, a woman went to a bishop and she told him about, I saw a lot of time Saint Mary. She appeared to me. And I think the bishop was Philip. And he asked her, okay, if Saint Mary appeared to you, please ask Saint Mary, what is my sin? She came back again the second day. And she told him, I asked Saint Mary about your sin. And she told me, I went to Jesus and I asked him, what is his sin? He told Saint Mary, oh, I forgot. I remember. I forgive, then I forget. When I forgive, I forget. He forgave my sin. He came on the cross and forgive my sin. It's a very important point to take care. If he forgive my sin, and I have this hope that he forgive my sin, why I don't forgive for other people? Every day I raise my hand and our Father who art in heaven, then forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. He forgive our sins, but the problem, I cannot forgive the sin of other. Which another lesson. He give me the forgiveness. He forgive all my sin. All my sins, he forgive me. And he forgot everything. And I have also to forgive. The second one. Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in the paradise. I go back only for a minute to first one. This is the first word. Flashback to Genesis. In the first day, God create the light. And in the first word, on the cross, he give us the forgiveness, the remission of sins. This is the light of my life. The new light here is the remission of sins. Then go to the second one. Assuredly, I say to you today, you will be with me in the paradise. The fruit of the remission of sins is the paradise of joy. The fruit of the remission is the paradise. Be sure that Jesus came for sinners. I am a sin. I like to be a sinner. I like to be a sinner because he came for me and he will forgive me. And he will give me also the fruit of the remission of sins, the paradise of joy. But what happened on the cross? There is two thieves in this story. One spent only 3 hours or few hours with Jesus Christ. And he accept his voice and he asked to remember him in the paradise of joy. The second one spent 3 years and a half. He saw a lot of miracles. He saw a lot of things from Jesus. And he betrayed him.
He's like a friend. He
He's not only a friend, he more than a friend. And he betrayed him. I am from which person? I do what God will or my will. I have to know where is my life. And if we contemplate on the name of please remember me when you come into your kingdom. I will go to the kingdom. And he will ask in Matthew 25, verse 23, well done, good and faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Or he will say to me, and cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I'm from which person? I'm scared if I am from the second one. That's why it's a very good to understand the meaning of remember. I will go to the paradise and Jesus asked me, I told him, like, you know me? He'll reply, maybe. Maybe. I am a servant. I serve in the church. I was praying. I did a lot of things. And Jesus answered, no, I don't remember you. Or, yeah, I remember you very well. Enter in the joy of your Lord. Then the first one is a remission. The second one is hope. He gave me the hope when he opened the paradise of joy, which is the fruit of the remission of sins. The third one, he said to his mother, a woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. I will ask Jesus to leave him only for 2 minutes. I need to talk to his mother, to Saint Mary. Can I ask Saint Mary about your feelings, about your emotions, about what you feel now, what you think about now? She said, you remember when the prophecy of Simon in Luke 2:35, yes, sword will pierce through your own. You can imagine a mother see his son, her son, die on the cross. That's why she said, the world rejoices in receiving salvation, while my heart burns as I took at your crucifixion, which you are enduring for the sake of all my son and my God. And if you contemplate again, she had to say, my God and my son. She couldn't. As a mother, at this moment, she replaced the son and my God. This is the feelings of Saint Mary. And go back again to Jesus on the cross. Also, through all his pain and passion, he remembered his mother. And he asked Saint John to take care. If the remission of sin, he gives us the remission of sins in first word, and the fruit of this remission of sin in the paradise, he raised me, he raised all the world to be as Jesus Christ, a son of God. If I'm praying every day, my father, and here, also the first word he said like this, my father, then I am as Jesus Christ, I am the son of God. If I am the son of God, then it's another privilege. He opened the paradise. Let's come to me. You are now as me, like me. And when he said, the woman, Because he remember very well what Eve did and what he said in Genesis. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head. And from this hour, the devil was bruised. Yes. Exactly at this hour. Now, the devil was bruised. If we go to the fourth word, my God, why have you forsaken me? Which is a word of suffering. You can imagine the fourth day in Genesis, when the creation, God create what? The sun. And the fourth word during the darkness, the sun disappear. She couldn't see Jesus Christ on the cross. And to know about why he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Or in he said, Eloi, Eloi, lima sabachthani. The purity, the righteousness, the goodness, carry all the sins on his shoulders on the cross. If I am pure, I have no sin. And after, for example, I confess to Abuna, and if I did any more sin, it's annoying me. You can imagine the righteousness, the goodness, the purity, carry all the sins on his shoulders. That's why he asked God, why you forsaken me? I couldn't support, I couldn't endure all of this. All the sins on my shoulders, I am the purity. And to fulfill the prophecy in Psalm 22, he said like this in Psalm 22, my God, why are you so far from helping me and from the word of my groaning? The fifth one, I thirst. In fifth day, in the creation, he created the rivers, the ocean, the sea. Who created the sea, the rivers, everything, the water? He need a water. As a man, yeah, he can say I thirst. But as God, go back to the Samaritan woman. It's the same. I need some water. I thirst. And he asked water. That's why when he asked water, now God, this is the yearning, word of yearning. He yearned to come back to him. He gave me the remission of sin. He opened the paradise of joy. He put me in another level, high level, like him. And only what he needs, that I come back to him. He opened his shoulders. He opened his hands. Come to me. I need to come to me. I need you come to me. And this is what happened exactly. I thirst. I need that you come to me. And in Psalm 69, he said, I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. The sixth word. It's finished. It's finished, then the word of victory. In sixth day, the sixth day in creation, he created Adam. And in few seconds, he saw Adam, his creation. First, the purity should be the purity. He fell in sins, corrupt all the world. Then he tried to prepare himself to come to the world through Adam, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Joshua, David, Sirach, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, Malachi, John the Baptist. Then I finished. I finished. I fulfilled everything. The scriptures, the prophecies, everything now is finished. Now I renew all the creation. I give to you new nature. Now you are pure. The peak of love on the cross gave himself to me, or to the death, for example, to defeat the death. Then I have to ask myself, I have to do my part again. He prepared everything for me. He put everything now, and he only, what he tried to do, he tried to tell me, I'm waiting you. The seventh one, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, which is the confidence. In Psalm 31:5, into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. I don't know if David saw everything before 1,000 years from Jesus, but it seems like he saw everything. If we open the Psalms, we will see, or we will read what happened on the cross. But here, in the last prayer, you know, when someone is, when someone dead, for example, we said like, RIP, rest in peace. In the seventh day, in the creation, he took a rest. God took a rest. And now, in the seventh word, he said, into your hands I commit my spirit. Now I will take rest. And this is a question. He tried to teach me that by the end of the day, I have no fear, no scare from the death. I have to be ready every second. They have a story about someone. It's different between, I will compare between two persons. A saint, for example, when we read any story about a saint or about martyrs, they saw Saint Mary, they saw saints, they saw angels. And there's a story about someone who in Far East, and he don't believe in God, and his daughter explained to us about when he died, he was fighting. He didn't want someone to come to take his spirit or his soul, which is totally different between someone live all his life with God, and for the death, it's only we will go to the heaven. That's why I'm very happy. This is our sojourners. Or I don't believe in God, or I live my life without God. That's why I like to be like one from Metropolitan in Moscow said, we are children of God, not grandchildren. It means we are children. We are children. That's why we have to ask ourselves, where am I now? I'm asking God all the time. I build my relationship good with God, or only it's my relationship with God is second hand. This is only we have to know. We have to evaluate my relation with God. Glory be to God forever. Amen.